I think his sister Ashley has let him out of the headlock. Seth Gold from True TV's Hardcore Pod joining us on the line to talk about the upcoming season finale. Hello again, Seth.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, we get a bunch of questions sent in. I'm sure you know that your fans are pretty wild about the show. And so whenever we tweet about you guys, there's a huge response. So I figure what we'll do is we're going to start with some of their questions, okay?
All right, now I'm on the spot. Now I'm a little bit nervous, but yeah, shoot, let's go.
Don't worry. You know what? I go through all of them. They're okay. Trust me on that one. All right. Mitch wrote, is there an item you'd love to have in your store that nobody has ever brought in, or have you seen at all?
Nobody's ever brought this item in because it's never been won yet, but a Lions Super Bowl ring would be ideal for me through the shop. You know, it's wishful thinking, but I'm a huge sports fanatic, so anytime someone comes in with some sports memorabilia, it usually makes its way to my office for a little bit of time, and then it ends up on the showroom floor. But a Lions Super Bowl ring, we're praying and hoping one day that actually comes to fruition.
Wait a second, now, is this for the store's sake, or you want this for yourself? Let's be honest.
You know, the best part is, I can say that it's for the store's sake, it can stay in my office for a little bit of time, and then it can make its way on the showroom floor. Everything is for sale as soon as it hits the showroom. Course.
Okay, I was going to say, then you pay for it with business money, so it's a business expense at that point, too.
Of course, that's the way it works, and then my dad gets all upset, and then you know what happens then.
Oh, and then I already hear Ashley. Anyway, okay, so what would you pay for something like that, though, if that's your dream item?
Super Bowl rings are expensive. They can fetch anywhere between $75,000 and $150,000, depending on the player. So I'd be in line with that, you know, for a Stafford Super Bowl ring, probably about $100,000,
$150,000. Oh my god. Wow. That's dedication. Now, I always like when you guys go outside to see something, because you've got, you know, like the riding toilets or just the crazy cars that people bring in. So what's been your favorite that you've had to leave the building to go check out?
I would say the Lee Iacocca Mustang that someone brought in. It was a few years back. A customer came in with a limited edition Mustang. They made it for the 50th anniversary. And he had number 11, the customer that brought it in. So I got really excited. This is the Motor City, so cars don't make it through the opening door. So we go outside, we check out a few cars, and that would probably be the most exciting item that I went out to see.
Nice. All right, so this question, there's no name for this one, and I guess it sort of goes back to the Super Bowl ring. It says, what's the most you've ever paid someone for an item, and what was it?
Yeah, so it would have to be this Mustang that I was speaking of. We paid the gentleman $66,000. You know, he wanted $75,000. We negotiated a little bit and bought it for $66,000.
Oh my god, that's incredible. All right, we're going to have more with Seth Gold from True TV's Hardcore Pawn right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
We are back chatting with Seth Gold from True TV's Hardcore Pawn. Season finale is coming up on Monday. Now he's taking your questions here. Tamara writes in, what is one good thing about working with your sister, and what is one bad thing about working with your sister?
You know, working with family is very difficult. So the good part is nobody has your back like family, right? So through thick and thin, no matter what happens, you guys are still family. So me and my sister understand that. We try to leave our differences about work at work. And then on the flip side of that, nobody knows how to get under your skin like family. So you often see me and her go at it. We have different ways of running the store. She likes to do things quickly, and I like to do things correctly. So you can see how those two things might butt heads.
And then here's another one for Ashley. I'm thinking these are her friends writing in. I just want to go on the record of saying that. So Wendy asks, what is your sister's best quality?
She has a good quality. It's going to be a while for me to think about. Yeah, you know, she's deeply passionate about her point of view. And so, you know, that's something redeeming, I guess. Even if she's wrong, she's deeply passionate about it. So, put in context, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, and you know, we are just teasing. Ashley's been on our show. She's a very, very nice woman. So,
She is. You know, to be honest, I think she gets a bum rap a lot of the time. You only see a small snippet of what our actual workday looks like. And it's going to be the most entertaining, the most, you know, exciting parts. But overall, this place is, you know, run correctly because I'm in charge most of the time, so it's okay.
Okay, so on that subject, Jen writes, are your customers actually that crazy, or are people playing it up for the camera?
You know, it's no surprise that the cameras are here when we're filming, so customers might see that and they might play it up to it. But, you know, when the cameras aren't here, there's still some exciting things that happen. So I wouldn't just play it off as that the cameras are here, that people are getting that excited. You know, we deal with 1,000 customers each and every day. Sometimes they're not in the best mood. Sometimes they're in a great mood. But you see that reaction and that emotion on TV, and I think that's keep people coming back.
Okay, so you bring it up then. What is the craziest thing that's happened in your store?
What is the craziest thing that's happened in the store? That would have to be the customer bringing in the Jack Kevorkian van. So I don't know if you're familiar with who Jack Kevorkian is,
yeah.
Dr. Death.
Yeah.
The customer ended up with his van that he used to drive around and perform some of these assisted suicides on. And the customer just had it, wanted to sell it, brought it into the store. That was a pretty interesting day.
Wow. Wow, I can imagine. All right, so the season finale coming up right around the corner. What can we expect on that episode? And I have to know, does anybody get hit? Because I do love a good TV show injury.
I know, that's the question. Like, I don't want someone to slug me in the face. That's what people say all the time. Like, I just want Seth to get punched in the face. I don't think on this episode, maybe next season, someone might get hit in the face. But, you know, we throw a huge event. You're going to see what the outcome is. My sister's not going to be happy, but, you know, she's never happy.
No.
Karen and I are working together to make sure that this thing goes off without a hitch. And, you know, the end is what you're going to have to tune in to see what happens.
Oh, my. Okay, so one more time. When is the season finale and when can we catch it on True TV?
Yep. Monday nights, 10 o'clock. Season finale is coming up this Monday at 10 o'clock. Make sure you tune in and enjoy the show.
We certainly will. Seth Gold from Hardcore Pod. And, you know, I've got to say, we got to wrap this up, but I inadvertently said... I asked, does anybody watch hardcore porn? Not even realizing what I was saying. Earlier I did, and so I haven't lived that one down yet. So,
know your mind
that. Seth Gold from Hardcore Pawn, we want to get that right, though. We'll be watching on True TV. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.